Steve Gruber is America's voice.
Well, my next guest is the policy director for America First Policies. He is, which is important if you're the policy director at America First Policies, makes you kind of important. Curtis Ellis joining me here on the program. Curtis, welcome to it.
Hey, it's great to be back with you, Steve.
Good to have you back. All right, let's talk about what's going on Capitol Hill. We'll get to some of the things that are not getting done on Capitol Hill in a moment, like the USMCA and trade agreements and the southern border being secured and infrastructure. We'll get to those, but first, what do you make of everything, of this big blow-up? And the Democrats, they think they've got a smoking gun here with this whistleblower complaint. I must be missing it, but here's what I've concluded. Let's say the Democrats are successful. They impeach and remove the president. Then we get President Mike Pence. I can live with that.
Right.
I can live with that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, exactly. I was with Mike Pence yesterday in Indianapolis where we were trying to get the Democrats to actually do what they were elected to do, which is work for the American people.
Good luck.
Instead of score political points and play political games. We were at an event about the USMCA. But, yeah, what's going on today? I refuse to call this guy a whistleblower, this whole thing. This guy's not a whistleblower. He's a CIA agent.
Correct.
He's a CIA agent who was detailed to the White House and wasn't even there when this phone call took place. And he's not a whistleblower because he didn't see anything. He didn't hear anything. He's playing telephone. He's like, I heard somebody say something about something that somebody else heard about.
Well, that's exactly right. It's all secondhand hearsay, that part of his complaint, if you will. But then it goes on to him citing news reports from ABC and the Washington Post and elsewhere. So then it becomes third-hand.
And from journals funded by George Soros.
Correct. You know, so then it becomes third-hand.
I don't need a whistleblower to turn on TV and watch what ABC News is reporting. In fact, probably better if I plug my ears and put earplugs in, because what I hear on ABC is probably a pack of lies.
Well, yes. All right. So you've got a CIA agent who we know nothing about, wonky person potentially. We don't know much about this, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to come out through this process.
Oh, yeah.
They're trying to protect the whistleblower, this and that. But in America, don't you have the right to confront your accuser? That's why I'm confused about the whistleblower law. You can protect the whistleblower,
but
you have a...
Thank you very much. This is another example of how the Democrats are shredding the Constitution. That's what they like to say that President Trump is doing. No, it's the Democrats shredding the Constitution. We saw with Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh, that you were guilty, you were presumed guilty. And just the basis of an allegation is enough to convict you without evidence. Now they're saying you don't even have the right to confront your accuser, which is a bedrock principle of the American system of law.
But hold on. Let's be clear.
You don't get to confront your accuser.
Curtis, there is no bedrock, you know, principle with the Democrats anymore. It doesn't appear. 267 days in office. 200. I believe that's where we are, somewhere in there. What have they done? They've chased Donald Trump around and gone fishing, you know, trying to catch something, anything. And this shows up magically. And by the way, they've apparently known about this for a number of weeks. So you look at the complaint as written and delivered. It makes you think, and it's been put forth by others, maybe this person, man or woman, didn't write the complaint. Because there's an awful lot there. Legalese, the way it sounds. And it makes you wonder who this person is. And then maybe they're a career diplomat or part of the swamp that just doesn't like Donald. If you're a Trump hater, throw this into the system and gum it up. But again, if they succeed and Donald Trump does get removed, which is highly unlikely, I believe, and it'll divide the country. So here's what you got. If they succeed, you get President Mike Pence. And if they fail, they've irritated the entire country, done nothing for 2 years, and Donald Trump gets reelected. I don't see an option for the Democrats.
If this is a smoking gun, it's a smoking gun pointed at the Democrats' own head. People are sick of this stuff. They can see what's going on here. And let me just add one little thing about this CIA agent's lawyer, the one who probably wrote this so-called complaint, which is more of a whine than a complaint. As you say, it's a legal brief. His lawyer, we know who the lawyer is. The lawyer is, again, a former CIA agent, someone who lost their security clearance, someone who has been on social media and elsewhere in public advertising, saying, I will pay you if you will give me information I can use to gin up attacks against President Trump. That's the lawyer for this rogue CIA.
Well, I need to know more about that.
He's mistakenly been called a whistleblower, but not.
I need to know a lot more about that point you just made, that this lawyer's been advertising, hey, send me dirt and I'll pay you. That would blow out any credibility that this document has, and I don't know that it has much at this point. I mean, so you look at the phone call and you read the memo, not a transcript, a memo, because there's no actual recording of the phone call. And you look at it, and he says, okay, we want to look into corruption. We want to find out about CrowdStrike, these different things, which makes perfect sense, and the president has every right to do that. And then he says, by the way, what happened with your prosecutor? Can you look into that? Can you find out what happened with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden? That's also within his purview. And interestingly enough, we now know that the Ukrainians apparently didn't even know that the money had been stopped or was going to be stopped. They learned that a month after the phone call. How can there even be a quid pro quo when only one side would be aware of it? It doesn't even make sense.
No, none of it makes sense. And we heard from Rudy Giuliani, whose name turns up on the phone call, that the complaint claims that Giuliani was coming after the phone call, but actually Giuliani had already been there before the phone call. So the complaint, again, is a game of telephone where I heard what somebody else said, told me, and they got all the facts wrong.
And the worst part is that the timeline is not right. There's inconsistencies and discrepancies in the timeline and the whole way this whole thing came together. I'll give you the last word here today, Curtis. Where do you think we go from here? The Democrats on this fast track, according to a big story in Washington Post again today, fast tracking this, trying to get their members and their caucus to focus only on Ukraine. We got about 30 seconds. Go.
Yeah, this is another case of the big bombshell that turns out to be a dud that fizzles. Yeah, they're trying to fast track impeachment before the whole story falls apart. And the Republicans have to get some backbone. These Republicans on Capitol Hill have to start asking the tough questions. Like, who is this person, this phony whistleblower?
And who
Let's
benefits?
Get the names out there and get it out there.
Curtis Ellis, Policy Director, America First Policies. Always good having you here, Curtis. Look forward to our next time around. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. There you have it. 25 after. More after this.